What are your thoughts about the issue of duration of the use of AIs? Obviously, there are a lot of trials now that are looking at going beyond 5 years. Our whole sensitivity of the issue of the time course of recurrence in ER-positive tumors has really changed a lot in the last few years. What's your take on that whole issue?
I think the question of duration of endocrine treatment is probably one of the key questions now. For AIs, that's a key question as to whether or not we should go beyond 5 years. I would like to see a really large pragmatic trial in which maybe in some patients, even the low-risk patients, might be randomized to 3 versus 5 years. To some extent, a lot of this switching strategy, I think, is the fact that AIs are more expensive than tamoxifen. So you can give tamoxifen for 2 years and an AI for 3 years. It may be better to just give the AI for 3 years up front. So I think 3 years versus 5 years of an AI is an interesting question for your lower-risk patient. For your average to higher-risk patient, I think 5 versus 10 is a very important question.
What do you think is going on when you see drops in recurrence rates when you start an AI, you know, after 5 years of tamoxifen, you know, maybe even with a delay of a few years after having had tamoxifen, and you still see drops in recurrence rate? Some people have kind of made an analogy to a prevention type scenario, although obviously this is recurrence we're talking about. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, breast cancer is striking by the fact that the recurrence rate never really drops below 2%, even out to 20 years. So it's a disease with a very long recurrence rate. And it's hard for me to believe that those are all just true recurrences. I think many of those must, to some extent, be development of lesions that are at least not fully invasive at the time of diagnosis. So there's a mixture of prevention and treatment, and I think that mixture gets blurred in some of these cases. But the data, I think, are really quite impressive that longer treatment in many patients is likely to be good. We've looked at that in our modeling poster this year at ASCO and also come to the conclusion that there are benefits of 10 years of treatment.